Thursday, April 21st. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, the Christian Post has covered a story which it's hard to believe that this is happening in a city in the United States, and one wonders, is it even legal? A Massachusetts city passed an ordinance banning pro-life pregnancy centers because they have allegedly deceived clients about abortion, a claim challenged by advocates who support the free resources pregnancy centers that offer women seeking support raising their child.
Tom, you've heard the phrase from Star Wars, the evil empire strikes back. Well, that's what I thought of when we looked at this. It's not the first time this has been done. In fact, this was a very prevalent tactic 25, 30 years ago when the crisis pregnancy centers or the Save a Life pregnancy centers, all of those began to crop up. And they began to draw people to them because they were offering free medical care and because they were offering support in the pregnancies and because they were offering free sonograms, which, by the way, perhaps is one of the greatest technological advancements in the arsenal of affirming the sanctity of life in the womb. Once you begin to see the reality of this child and the development of the child, in the womb, the heartbeat of the child, once all of that was obvious, it was no longer an abstract concept. It was what a couple would automatically say when they find out that they're pregnant. Honey, we're going to have a baby, not a collection of cells is in my womb, or not a fetus. We didn't use the Latin term to disconnect from the reality of the human life that is being nurtured in the womb. And the only difference between the baby in the womb and the baby that you embrace out of the womb is, of course, location. That's it. Everything that child is going to be is already present at the moment of conception in terms of the physical DNA. That is everything that's going to be physically. So the reality of life began to break through. So what they began to do 40 years ago was to strike back at these pregnancy centers to try to close them down. And they did so with lawsuits claiming they were deceptive in their advertising, that their medical care was not competent, did not meet medical standards, etc. All of that fell aside in the next 5 years. And now we have this story coming out of Somerville, Massachusetts, that's passed by the city council that is another shot across the bow. And the claim is that pro-life pregnancy centers are being disingenuous because they do not offer material and referrals or the services of abortion. Well, that's exactly why they opened. They wanted to provide a medical alternative. There are numerous facilities available for abortion. This is a facility that says, we are here to care for you. We don't offer abortion, but here's what we do offer. And so the quote-unquote client comes in knowing what the institution is there to do. They don't claim to be offering abortion. There's no advertisement for abortion. We're here to provide solutions in this crisis pregnancy of yours in terms of the sanctity of life, that is the preservation of the life, the birth of the life, the nurturing of the life in the womb. We're going to provide support resources. And then afterwards, in fact, many of these crisis pregnancy centers have financial support for the delivery of the child, doctors that are available, and then resources from strollers and diapers and all kinds of other things. I know of that because of the Save a Life clinics that one of our members initiated almost 50 years ago. Out of that came the Lifeline Adoption Agencies, which I think is the premier Christian adoption agency available to us today, and I highly commend it to our listeners who would like to inquire of them. So, Tom, why has this movement been resurrected? Let's make clear what this is. This is a shot across the bow, and the looming challenge is significant. Why? Well, if this law gets passed, then they can bring lawsuits against crisis pregnancy centers, and they not only can bring legal action, but they now will have the full resources of the government. In fact, our tax money will then be used to fund the federal and state and local lawyers who will then bring lawsuits, and then these centers will have to divert resources to defend the right of their existence in terms of free speech, the free marketplace of medical services, and the free practice of religion. Those are the things that are at stake in this initiative. Now, why is this happening? I think it's happening for a couple of reasons. Number one, you continue to see state after state passing ordinances to protect the sanctity of life, whereby abortion is not available in that state after, and in most cases, it's 15 weeks. That's what is happening in state after state. Secondly, you've got the distinct possibility of an overturn or a severe modification of the Roe v. Wade decision in terms of the Dobbs case that is now before the Supreme Court that they will be ruling on in the next couple of months. And so what you have is the federal government, certain state governments, and certain local governments that are pushing back so that they can divert these agencies away from their medical ministry, because now they have to defend themselves in court. They now have to use resources for lawyers, and they're also not simply diverted, they're distracted from what they're doing. So that's what they're going to have to take time away from what they would want to do, which is to communicate their presence, their availability, and their services. Now they're going to have to spend time in court. Well, those that are taking them to court are fully funded by the taxpayers' money of Massachusetts. So here is one of the elite culture shaper institutions. We've got big business. We've got the entertainment industry. We've got the media. We've got journalism. We've got the academy. And we've got big government. And that includes state government, and that includes local governments that are able to pass these laws in order to stop this burgeoning movement of a return to the sanity of the sanctity of life, not only birthed life, but pre-birthed life as well. And so what they want to do is prohibit the incursion of the sanity of the sanctity of life into their state by bringing these lawsuits that add to the expense of the existence of these clinics, because they have to defend themselves in the court systems due to the passing of these laws. I believe that what they are doing, Tom, by returning to this strategy that failed 40 years ago, I think it is an evidence of panic. And I believe it will fail again because it's unconstitutional in terms of protected speech, protected marketplace, and the protection of the free practice of religion as it affects how we do what we do in our vocations, and that includes the medical field as well. I believe that it's very important to remember, Tom, that our founding fathers put three premier inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those three rights belong to that person in the womb within the boundaries of this nation, as well as those who are called to nurture what has been conceived and to take care of what has been entrusted to them by the sovereign hand of God. And a nation that destroys innocent blood will be under the judgment of God. And of course, as you know, what I always say at this moment, Tom, while these battlefronts are important for believers to stand firm in the public square, the ultimate answer in our nation is a sweeping, and I mean sweeping, movement of the gospel, whereby the heart of the problem is addressed, and that problem is the heart of men and women. And the gospel gloriously gives a new heart to those who are born again.
Harry, I can't let this program end without saying the irony of ironies that the Somerville City Council will say that the pregnancy centers are disingenuous and deceptive, and yet the very name of the biggest abortion provider in the country is called Planned Parenthood.
Which actually, by practice, is an organization that its number one product is the destruction of children with a plan to deny the blessings of parenthood.
As we close out for today, let me remind you there are a number of ways you can stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective. The best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available free of charge. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.